All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're going to skip a little bit to the bottom of Shin Samech Zayin. Koach HaTzameach V'Hagadol. Bottom of Shin Samech Zayin. Ha'amuna is actually a very beautiful piece. Ha'amuna nikreis Koach HaGadol V'Koach HaTzameach. Amuna is called the strength to grow and to flourish. Literally, the koach of the strength of Tzgadol means to grow. Tzameach means to flourish. To flourish, your ruach hachaya ba'adam. Emuna is the very spirit of life within a person. Shenosenas lo cheshek lichios, because emuna gives me the cheshek, the desire ultimately to live. Ve'koach la'avor es kol akashim ves kol nesyonos bechiyuch ubebitachon, and the koach to go ahead and weather all of the challenges, all of the difficulties with a smile. And with security, with belief. Now, remember again, the Mechaber, when he's talking about Emunah over here, this is a carryover of our previous conversation, where he's defining ultimately Emunah as Kacha Hashem Rotza V'Hakol L'Tova. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and ultimately, again, all is for good. That's the basic, fundamental building block of Emunah. And more specifically, the idea that what I'm going through is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be going through. My circumstances, again, are exactly as they need to be in order for me to be able to accomplish at this particular stage of my life. Furthermore, this idea that I have Bechira before the action, there's pre-actional Bechira, but then there is post-actional Emunah. Pre-actional Bechira means I have the ability to choose what I'm going to do, but then in the aftermath of my choice, once certain realities have now been created and to a certain degree are irreversible, I have Emunah that these are the circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have. So pre-actional Bechira, post-actional Emunah. So he goes on, he says, U'kishyesh la'adam chesron Emunah. When a person lacks Emunah, and he lacks that koach, that strength, or that power of growth, and that power of flourishing or self-actualization, but this is an incredibly profound yisod. When a person doesn't have emuna, then even the smallest wind can uproot them. And even the smallest bilbo, the smallest mixing up, goes ahead and totally disorients me. And a person is unable to withstand difficult challenges. It was a very profound idea. So what the Mechaber is saying over here is that without emuna, so a person is blown over, a person is disoriented, a person is washed away just by the symbolism, which makes sense, because if I don't have emunah, then when things don't go my way or things don't happen as I'd want them to happen, it's incredibly frustrating, incredibly difficult, and incredibly angering. So that even the smallest departure from my plan ultimately, again, has the ability to be totally disorienting. I can be compared to a seed that was planted in an earth, in soil, that was not good. She'eno matzliach ligdol. That doesn't have the ability to properly grow. V'nirkav ba'aretz. And as a result, ultimately, it rots in the ground. Kachu nirkav mamish machmas atzuso sheba machmas chesron. This is so beautiful. The idea is that emunah is fertile soil. Emunah is fertile soil. If I have the fertile soil of emunah, then when I plant my personal seed into it, then again it could germinate. But at the end of the day, if I don't have emunah, then when I try to plant the seed of my growth, the seed is compromised. Right? Ultimately, again, the seed rots in the ground itself. And the rotting in this case, of course, is sadness, is despair, is yeyosh. Page Shin Samaches. Turn the page. Kikocha shel emunah gadol ma'od. The koach of emunah is very intense. Ubikocha Ha'adam eno yare mishum davar. Shin Samaches, the top. And when a person has the koach of emunah, he doesn't fear anything. v'shum bilbul eno yachal lahapil oso la'asos. And ultimately, again, even when things don't go according to plan, it doesn't send me into a spiral of depression. It doesn't meaning, again, I will say, it is normal when things don't go our way in life. Especially, again, if I have a good plan. You know, if I have a bad plan, it doesn't materialize, fine. But if I have a good plan and it doesn't materialize, it's terribly frustrating. And it's easy to go ahead and get upset, and it's easy to become despondent. The only thing that saves me from that is emunah, because emunah is the belief that kacha Hashem rotze v'hakol l'tova. Everything, this is exactly as the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it, and at the end of the day, everything is for good. If I have that, then that has the ability ultimately again to stabilize me. If I don't have that, then everything unfortunately again begins to descend in its downward spiral. V'afilu b'zmanim kashim. Therefore, even in difficult times, hu boteach b'Hashem, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyashgiach alav, that he will watch over me, v'sheyolich oso b'derach hatova b'yoser b'avuro, and he will help put me on the path that is indeed best for me. V'hu ma'amin shashem shomeas tfiloso, and I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to my tfilos, v'lachin, therefore, we'll say whenever the path in life does get exceptionally difficult, and whenever I feel overwhelmed by my circumstances, I know that those circumstances are visited upon me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that those circumstances are from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore, again, HaKol L'Tova. So what do I do when I feel overwhelmed? I reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I ask for assistance. I say, Ribono Shel Olam, I can't do this alone. La'adam kazeh, for a person like this, ein atzvos klal. We'll say there is no sadness at all. Why? Kevan sheyesh lo tikva, since I have hope. Me'achar shehu ma'amin bekocha shel tfila, because I believe in the power of prayer. V'miyesh lo amuna b'shleimus, v'tamit sameach. V'udomer lezera shezerua bekarka poria. I could be compared to a seed that is planted in fertile soil. Shegodel v'tzameach b'chaye b'avodas Hashem shalom limros kol ha'saros v'limros ha'shelogim lamros ha'zikim v'lamros ha'ramah. And I'm supposed to know when the seed is in fertile soil, even if it's raining and it's snowing and it's lightning and it's thunder, if the soil is supportive of the growth, then ultimately again the seed will fully develop. L'sikum, so to summarize, atzvos hichos ramuna. Sadness, by definition, represents a lack of emunah. Right? Sadness is the lack of emunah. Ki abori kiviyachol omer la'adam, ata ma'amen bi, az lama ata atzuf, an yachol azra lecha b'chol dar v'dar v'chol matzuf shiye, az lama ata atzuf, tein chiyuch pnei elai. So ultimately, again, if a person has emunah, then by definition, there's no atzvos. So Shabbos say, again, let's be clear on something. When he says there's no atzvos, it doesn't mean, again, that there aren't difficulties, and it doesn't mean that there aren't challenges. There are, and they can be quite severe. What the Mechaber is saying over here, however, is that when I have emunah, by definition, again, I have the perspective of kacha Hashem rotze, hakol l'tova, and that arms me with the ability to meet my challenges head on, with a sense of confidence. Not that I'm working by myself, but that I'm working ultimately in concert with the Ribono Shel Olam to try to be successful. He goes on. Va'iker shetevakish mimeni emuna shema shani osi itcha zachitov, and the iker is Chodesh Baruch Hu says that remember that everything I do I have in mind ultimately again for your best interest. Hari ata bevade nevin shani yodea yoser tov mimcha matov bishlocha. It's important for us to remember that Chodesh Baruch Hu says, remember, I know what's better for you, better then you know what's better for you. You think you know what's good for yourself, but I know even better what's good for you. Ein ani rotze shetichalish miatvila. Adraba, tesakishiti, vitafzebi, utevakish harbe, ava lifne hakova acharia kol tekawa bi ava bemuna. Davin, connect, question, request, beg, plead, supplicate. Use tefillah as an opportunity, ultimately, again, to communicate and to connect with me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even in the most difficult of times. But bottom line, learn ultimately, again, how to be mekabel your circumstances, bi'ava u'be'emuna, with love, with belief, with the recognition, Shema Sha'ani Ose Itcha, that which I am doing with you, Zachi Tov. Ultimately, again, it will be for the best. Afilu Im Lo Kibalta Ma Shebikashta. And this is true even if what? Even if you don't receive everything that you have requested. So let's just do two more lines. It's a shorter daf. Look at the next section. Hischaskus. Achos mimidos hanefesh hanitzrachos biyosra lechayim himida hischaskus. So this is actually an incredible idea. So the Mechaber says, one of the most important midos that we need in life is the midah of hischaskus. Ultimately, again, the midah of strength. What does that mean? Dahinu, sheyifareish es koma sheover alav ba'ofen chiyuvi, v'yikach mikol dover chizuk lis alos yimeno. We'll say, so in this context, this midah of hischaskus, of strength, ultimately means the ability to take everything which occurred to me and ultimately, again, try to learn from it, try to grow from it. Hischaskus means I give myself chizuk from every single one of my circumstances. No matter what happens, I use it as a growth experience. He goes on, he says, Yesh dugmaos b'lisof me'avosinu akdoshim mikol ha'tzadikim. There are plenty of examples of this that we have from the great ones of yesteryear. Sha'aru mehapchim u'meshabrim b'shinuyim kisonim b'chayim. Who underwent incredible challenges, overwhelming challenges in their lives. V'zachu v'yeshuos gidolos u'lis alos gidola peit shin samechtes ach v'rak b'koach ha'emuna shakola tova. So there are many examples of great people in our history, who ultimately, again, went through incredibly overwhelming challenges, but through their emunah, were able to navigate them by always believing kacha Hashem rotza and hakol letova. Ubar shelulei haysalahem avoda shelischaskus him lahayu yicholim lamo b'nisayon. And there is no question that if they didn't have the midah of hischaskus, so once again, remember, hischaskus means that everything that occurs to me, I try to take some positive message of growth from it. Everything that occurs, I take a positive message of growth. And without this midah bevadai, hayunoflim lemakom shenoflim. Without this midah, again, even the greatest of tzaddikim of our history would have ultimately fallen to the depth of despair and despondency. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Yirat Hashem tomorrow with examples of great tzaddikim who had this midah and how they used it ultimately again to meet their challenges.